Dr. Sabertin in office note of patient Harris Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, date of birth 1/24/1985, date of service 10/30/2023, period paragraph. The patient is 38-year-old African-American gentleman who presents to see me for renal opinion. Period. He has a history of nephrotic syndrome with a biopsy-proven diagnosis of membranous nephropathy from January 2022 with anti-PLA2 staining. Period. Patient was followed by Dr. Bernardo and received several doses of rituximab, and he underwent a genetic testing as well, the results of which is not available to me at this time. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypoalbuminemia. Next, leg edema. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes femoral fracture slash repair on the right side. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is married, no kids. He has history of remote smoking, social alcohol use, no drug use. He works in flooring. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Father was on dialysis and died from MI. Mother has diabetes mellitus type 2. Brother was is on dialysis and had had open heart surgery. He has another brother and sister that are healthy. Review of systems revealed headaches for which he was taking BC powder. He was counseled about NSAIDs. Chest pains occasionally, no shortness of breath, no cough, occasional heartburn. He does have nausea and vomiting occasionally. No abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea. He reports foaming in his urination, nocturia up to 5 times at night intermittently. No straining upon urination and complete bladder emptying. Leg swelling positive, more so on the right compared to the left. Period. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, never received COVID-19 shot. Period. Paragraph. Current medications reviewed include fenofibrate, furosemide, losartan, rosuvastatin, and warfarin. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active, the latent accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anesthetic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid, we bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosal, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep pupagraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no mass venous tune, no hemorrhage, no friction of her lungs, a clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistor, deployment soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities. She has, he has 1 to 2 plus bleeding edema in both lower extremities, more so on the right compared to the left. Neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me from September 2023 include the following. BUN 15.3, creatine 0.91, estimated GFR more than 60, glucose 103, sodium 143, potassium 5.1, total CO2 27.3, chloride 112, calcium 8.5, albumin is 2.0, ALT 36, AST 28, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, nephrotic syndrome with membranous nephropathy. Had been treated with rituximab for 4 doses, but I need to review the actual chart from Dr. Bernardo before formulating a plan for this patient. In the meantime, he was advised to continue with low salt diet and to avoid NSAIDs and nephrotoxic agents. Period. Next diagnosis, hypoalbuminemia secondary to nephrotic syndrome. Patient is to continue warfarin for prophylaxis against DVT or renal vein thrombosis. Next, hypertension, continue current regimen for now. Next, hyperlipidemia secondary to nephrotic syndrome. May not be able to be controlled until we control proteinuria. Continue rosuvastatin for now. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks. I'm going to see the status of his proteinuria. I'm going to review the records from his nephrologist and will formulate a plan going forward. End of report. Thanks.